The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. We talk about firearms. We talk about things that are happening in the outdoor world. We talk about our natural resources. We talk about wildlife. And speaking of wildlife, guess who's here with me today?
That's me.
That would be Robin. Hey, babe. How you doing?
Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
Now that you're awake, doing good.
What does that mean, now that I'm awake?
Because at least you didn't sleep too long.
No, I'm here. I'm here every week. You're the one that sleeps in from time to time.
Yeah, okay.
Not on a daily basis, but every now and then on Saturday to catch up.
Yeah, that's true.
Uh-huh. That's right. That's right. So, kind of exciting day today. We've got, we pulled in some brand new sponsors this week, and I'm excited about that, you know, and I'm going to tell you about them here as we go along, but some of our sponsors took a break, you know, a seasonal break, and was able to open up some, as we say, inventory, you know, a little bit of time for their commercial. So we welcome a couple new ones, Burbenders Precision Sharpening in Edgewater and SML Footwear in Millersville. And these are former customers or current customers of mine and in other endeavors with the Maryland Hunting Quarterly and Maryland Loves Crabs and things like that. They advertised with me there, and they inquired about the radio show. So we told them, and they said, great, let's do that. So as we go through the show, you continue to listen to our regular sponsors and then hear about some new folks that you might want to check out. You might want to stop by their establishment and take advantage of their services, because we have.
Oh, and, yeah. I'm excited about getting mine back.
Your scissors?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your scissors at Burbenders. I mean, they've sharpened my you know, my little pocket knife, but I will tell you, they're nice people to deal with and internationally recognized as well. So when you hear what we have to say about them, you'll be surprised that that's right here in Maryland. That little service is right here in Maryland, so that's where we are. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number, and we will be giving away our final fishing tackle package this month from Tackle Box Jim Sherman. I'm not sure what he's going to be giving away. I know the striped bass package went out last week, and maybe that caller, that individual who won that, will be calling us back. But we'll see. 410-922-6680. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Alan.
How are you this
morning? Good morning, Robin.
Good
morning.
I'm
doing okay. How are you doing?
Well, the bear lottery drawing was yesterday. Did you apply this year, Chris?
No, I did not. However, for what it's worth, squirrel season opens up today.
That's right. Squirrel season opens up today. That's right. You keep us surprised of the small game seasons, Chris, and we'll, you know, since you're now a licensed hunter.
Yes, this is my third one.
Third year.
Yep, my third year.
We're going to make sure you have some success this year.
Okay. I've got some time coming up to me last part of September.
Good.
So I think I'm going to ask for a couple days off from work. And,
good.
I'm going to make time.
Make time.
Hit the woods.
That's what matters.
Make time, take time. That's what you have to do.
Yep.
Yes, indeed. So, also, the migratory game bird season kicked off with the opening of dove season on the 1st, starting at noon, and getting some pictures back of and comments back of people hitting the dove fields and being very successful out dove hunting. Which, Robin, have you ever eaten dove?
Mm-mm.
No?
No, yep, yes, I have. One time. I was young.
Yeah.
Buckshot.
Oh, you don't like birds or rabbits because of the buckshot.
No, I don't.
Or the pellets that are contained.
And when you follow them on x-rays to make sure they get out of the body, it's really fun to watch.
The advantage of being an x-ray tech, you get to check out the shot that people have swallowed.
Oh.
Well, you know, that's
good. They have no idea. Huh? They have no idea.
What do you mean they have no idea?
They don't know they swallowed it. Unless they caught it on a tooth, they don't know they swallowed it. I mean, if you bite down on one, you're going to spit it out. So
right.
The only way to swallow it is if you don't know you're swallowing it.
Right. I'm pretty careful with that. I really am. You know, I tend to look too hard at the game animals and game birds that I shoot to, you know, make sure that doesn't happen, that you don't bite down on a piece of shot number 6 or 7.5 or whatever it might be. In rabbits or squirrels or any kind of game bird. But doves are actually really delicious. You get a mess of doves, put them in the crock pot or fry them up. They're very, very good eating. They're small. They're kind of like chipmunks. It takes a mess of them to make a meal. But they are very delicious game bird. So, and then, of course, the resident goose season. Now, I would recommend on the resident goose season, if you are taking a bunch of birds, get them dressed out real quick, especially with the warm weather. I know we went on one resident hunt a long time ago. There were, I'm not sure, 8 of us, something like that. And we took 20-some geese and had to get them breasted out really quick. So, but, you know, it's fun. If you're a wing shooter, it's all started. So how about that? 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We'd love to hear from you. To get in the contest for Fish and Tackle, all you got to do is call in. Leave your name and number with Chris. He'll write it down on a list at the end of the month. We take that list. We number everybody's name. Robin puts the numbers from 1 to whatever into her magic phone random number generator and pick a name out, number out, and we correspond that number to the name. And call that person and say, you've won. And then Tackle Box Tim is alerted, and he gets the envelope already and sends it out. So that's how that works. Oh, you got to go on the air with me or Robin. And you can pick Robin if you want. You don't have to talk to me. But you got to go on the air. And at that point, you can ask a question. Just say, hey, I wanted to get in the contest. Thanks for putting me in the contest. Have a conversation about a particular subject you've wondered about. Any and all of the above. That's it. I did watch an interesting video. I'm on the CVA muzzleloader email list.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a really good video on there about how to clean your breech, which, you know, that's what makes the gun go boom. That's the plug in the back end of the barrel that usually you put the primer in. The ignition source in, if you know, modern inline uses a 209 shotgun primer. You put the primer in the breech plug, and then the spark of the flame goes through this little touch hole, which hits the powder charge, whether it's pellets or powder, whatever you use, to propel the bullet out the end of the barrel. And that chemical reaction, that explosion, will tend to leave debris on your breech plug. As where it contacts the powder. So there's ways to clean that and also clean the powder out of the inside of the breech plug. So very, very good video on the CVA website. So I learned something. I do most of the stuff that they say, but I learned some stuff, so I'm happy with that. How about that? Any callers on the line there, Chris?
No, sir. The lines are empty.
The lines are empty. Wow. How about
that? That's a bad thing to hear in fishing.
Yeah, well, it's
Labor Day.
It's Labor Day.
I was trying to be cute, but that didn't work.
The lines are empty when you're fishing.
That's a bad thing to hear when you're fishing.
Yeah. Very, very astute.
And at the same time,
keep trying.
People are in the process of getting ready to get up and go squirrel hunting.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You got to, yeah, you got to get out there in the dark and the quiet to hunt those squirrels.
That's right.
You can just go sit on the porch. If you ever shoot my squirrels, you're dead.
I could get a limit sitting here on the deck.
And then he wouldn't have to worry about a place to live.
Yeah, well, we've got some really nice squirrels, so we've nicknamed some of them. So, but if you are getting ready to go fishing, first place you need to stop is Clyde Sports Shop. Indeed, you can get new line put on your reel for fall fishing if you've used it all summer, or if you haven't used it at all and you're just getting ready to go first time this fall. Well, stop by, get a new reel full of monofilament at Clyde Sports Shop. You can take a look at the rods and reels while you're there. The Shakespeare rods and reels, especially the ugly stick rod. That's a really nice one. That's one of Robin's favorites. And the Fluger rods and reels as well. Fluger's kind of overlooked anymore, but they really make a quality reel and a quality fishing rod as well. St. Croix now, there's a rod that everybody should have in their quiver. If you're specializing in, you know, one type of fishing or another, if something ultralight, or maybe you like crankbaiting, or, you know, like something with a fast tip, well, St. Croix can accommodate all that for you. Of course, pen rods and reels, kids combos, trolling lures for every species, including the Clark spoons and the Sea Striker planers for the little Spanish mackerel that are out there now. Live and frozen bait, minnows, fishing license, rod repair, and terminal tackle, even, you know, circle hooks for rockfish, bucktails, umbrellas, and parachutes, all at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit. Number 9, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop, open 7 days a week. Hey, do you have that beautiful fireplace that you never use? Had a long conversation with Bill at Backyard Billy's the other day. Well, we had one, too. Just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room, and we fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island. They're the premier fireplace stove and hearth dealer in the region. Now, Robin and I selected an Enviro brand EX35 model gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation and have provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. I met Brian the other day. We had a conversation, too. Remember Brian? Guy that did our work here?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Nice guy. Nice.
He's super.
Yeah, he said there'd been a lot of stove inserts over the summer, which is good. We love to hear that. And we both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. You know, that's remote control. Well, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands. Here's the thing, though, with that remote control, the worldwide shortage of computer chips could delay your idea of owning a new insert. Act now while supplies last. Bill saw this coming and ordered a giant selection of stoves, but, you know, everything's temporary, and that computer chip shortage could impact your purchase. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon, and you'll be ready for the coming cold weather. Visit BackyardBilly's.com or the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is your fireplace. So it is. And here's one of our new sponsors, SML Footwear. Discover SML Footwear in Millersville. It's 401 Headquarters Drive along Veterans Highway in Millersville. That's right off Interstate 97. SML Footwear carries Dunlop rubber boots in several styles for hunting and work. If you need deck boots, SML Footwear has Grundon's Footwear and Grundon's Rainwear, so you can dress like a waterman. Robin likes that idea. She wants me to walk around here and dress like a waterman, right?
I never said that.
Oh. And the display walls at SML Footwear are covered in thousands of socks, insulated, wool, hunting, work, diabetic, and everyday socks for men, women, and youth with Fox River socks and Carolina Ultimate socks made in the USA. All socks, get this, are 25% off. at SML Footwear. Yes, 25% off with custom and bulk ordering available. SML Footwear also offers a 10% discount to police, fire, military, and first responders. SML Footwear in Millersville, right off Interstate 97, wants your feet to be warm, comfortable, and dry. Hi, Martin. I think Martin and Samantha are listening this morning.
Oh, cool.
Maybe.
I'm really glad they joined. That's really neat.
So am I, too. Search SML Footwear online or Facebook. Stop by or call 443-685-3779. That's 443-685-3779. Your feet will love you.
Can I tell you something real quick?
Okay.
I searched their website this morning because I was looking for the Waterman boots.
Yeah.
It's really easy to navigate.
Good.
Very nicely done.
Good. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You'll feel fresh as a lemonade sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot,
which it has
whether
been,
whether it's cool,
which it soon will be.
Oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine day.
All right, we have some callers on the line. Let's talk to Mark over there in beautiful downtown Delaware. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Hey,
doing
Mark.
Good.
How'd you make out during the storm?
We didn't get much at all. We got a little rain.
Wow.
Cool.
Yeah, it was, it got almost completely bypassed us.
Yeah, we had
that's
some.
Good.
We were lucky.
We had some tornadoes touched down right around here.
Wow.
And then Annapolis really got hurt. Herlock got one right by Barb's house.
Yep, Herlock got hit hard. So, buddy of mine called from Cecil County, Earlville, fellow I hunt with, and he says, "You guys okay?" I said, "Yeah, how'd you guys make out?" He goes, "Well, haven't been in the woods yet," which it portends something dire. Anyway, he says, we got 9 inches of rain. And just wanted to find out how we were doing, you know. So
9 inches.
9 inches of rain. Yeah, that's a lot of rain.
Yeah, I'll say.
And you know what happens up in Cecil County when they, when you get that much rain up in that area, then the Conowingo Dam folks tend to open more gates than normal and flush the you know, Conowingo Lake into the Chesapeake Bay.
Yeah.
So they had 9 gates open. There's 50-some gates, I think. But they opened 9 of them. And, of course, you know, people were calling it the big toilet flush and all that stuff because all that debris and stuff just goes right down the bay. And, of course, if you're in any of the tributaries or anything like that and all that stuff floats in there and then the tide takes it out, you're left with a mess of driftwood on your property or on your beach or whatever it might be. So that's that's what happened.
Well, that ties into why I called. I
why
read an article about Baltimore City. Some environmental group discovered that Baltimore City has been releasing millions of gallons of partially treated sewage.
Not a surprise.
I mean, honestly, what does it take to get rid of those guys? They signed a consent decree ages ago, never abided by it. Finally, under threat of somebody going to prison, they invested, what, $1 billion?
Something like that.
Into the Back River treatment plant and another.
Yep.
And it turns out they're still doing it. And they're I'm kind of speechless. They're constantly going after homeowners and farmers. And the one of the biggest problems is a government.
That's true.
How do you get rid of these people? They just don't seem to care.
Look, who thinks about the environment when they go to the restroom, flush the toilet? Who thinks about, oh, I wonder where that's going to wind up? Nobody.
Yeah, truly nobody.
Nobody.
Including
you know?
The people paid to deal with it.
It goes down the tube, it goes out in the sewer, down the street, and where does it go from there? You know, I'll say that there's, if not hundreds, dozens of sewage treatment plants that are overworked and overwhelmed, you know. And those lagoons where that stuff is stored, you know, you've got to get an act of Congress to get those lagoons dredged and purged every now and then, which you should do, but they don't. They just let it go. It overflows and out into the environment it goes, wherever it goes, whatever the local river is, whatever the local creek is, whatever the local stream is, you know, or if you're right on the bay. And, of course, we've got millions of people living in the watershed around Chesapeake Bay. You know, and where's their sewage go? Oh, well, the sewage treatment plant takes care of that. Well, what do they do with it? I heard the other day, it was interesting. I was out in the Kent County and talking to a customer of mine who knows a lot of the landowners around there, and he says, oh, yeah, I said, I saw this, you know, interested in ponds, being interested in ponds now. I said, I see those big irrigation deals in so-and-so's field. He goes, oh, yeah, he pumps that right out of the plant right up here. I said, what do you mean? He said, the wastewater treatment plant. That's where all the water comes to put to irrigate his farms.
Ugh. Sorry.
Well, at least that's a productive use.
Oh, people have
where
no idea.
They're planning, it truly is a form of recycling. It's like, and it's been around since maybe the 30s.
Yep.
There's a, you know, the fertilizer mill organite.
Yes.
And it's treated waste.
Yep.
From Milwaukee.
Yep.
And they decided rather than throw this stuff away.
Yep.
We could actually clean it, make it free of bacteria and viruses,
right,
and sell it for what it is, organic material.
Exactly. No question.
So at least there, they're recycling it and putting it on fields, using it for agriculture.
Well, they've been doing that. They've been doing that forever. I don't know if you remember
the
Philadelphia sludge that used to come down here. I don't know if it still does. Probably still does. And sprayed on farm fields all over the Eastern Shore.
Yeah.
And
it's so frustrating. You've got one part of the government, the DNR, jumping through so many hoops trying to establish oyster bars to clean up the bay.
Right.
And then you've got this city that it's just the same old out of them.
Yep, exactly. Yep. Environmental, buddy. All environmental. Yeah. No question.
Yep.
So, but you bring up a good point that, you know, just, to, hey, look, ignoring problems, environmental problems goes all the way to Washington, let alone locally. So.
Yeah, it does.
Hey, Mark, have a great Labor Day weekend.
You too. I hope you guys have a wonderful holiday.
We're planning on it. Thank you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye. Have a great one.
Patrick, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Well, it looks like I'm going to be preparing a bear hunt.
Hey, congratulations.
Wonderful.
Thanks.
Congratulations, man.
So. You guys reminded me, so I checked, and there was my number. I couldn't believe it. I think I checked it 3 times before.
Wow, good for you. Yeah, none of, I hunted with Chuck last was it last year, I believe? Chuck and Bob, neither Chuck nor Bob got a tag. My bonus daughter, Laura, didn't get a tag.
Oh, Laura didn't get one either?
No, she didn't get a tag. So, you know, most of the people I would go bear hunting with weren't able to pull a tag this year, and nor did I. So, you know, I'll be bear.
Bearless.
I'll be bearless this
year. You'll be bear bearless.
But congratulations, man.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
That's great. Yeah, I'm kind of astounded. You know, after so many years, you know, I've been putting in every year, and all of a sudden it's there.
There it is. Wow.
Well, congratulations. That's
I bet
great.
You were happy, surprised.
Yeah, it was. Kind of forgot about the drilling totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's great. Thanks for reminding
me. I checked.
No, there you go.
I check for Alan every year because the first time I checked, he had good luck and got it.
That's right.
It's not so much luck so far.
Not so far. Of course, your luck on scratch-offs hasn't been that great either.
God. After that one big win, that was it. They gave up on me.
Yeah, that's right. So,
well, his big luck is having you.
Oh, well, thank you very
Amen,
much.
Patrick. I will say that. I will agree with you 100% on that one.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
It's a whole new show now.
And, yes.
Yeah.
I'm glad you like it. We kind of every now and then get into a little contest here, but you know, it's fun, you know. It's fun.
Yeah. So. Absolutely. The show has been great.
Well, thank you, buddy.
Thank you
Appreciate
very much.
That.
It makes my day.
Yes, sir.
People don't understand when they really when he tells me that, it honestly makes me feel amazing.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good. All right, buddy. Well,
okay.
Stay in touch.
All right.
Thanks Patrick. You. Congratulations.
Congratulations again.
Thanks, sir. Hopefully I have some pictures to send you.
That's sure. What we want to see. That's what we want to see, those pictures.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.
You're
hey,
thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye. Hey, you know, Macrotech Archery Pro Shop, I talked to Len the other day. 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach carries Matthews, including the new V3, Bowtech Diamond, and Hoyt, and now the PSE Evo line, exclusive line for dealers only. That's from PSE Archery, the EVO, Evo line. Crossbows include Mission, Raven, and 10-point, and several of the Ravens came in. So if you're looking for a new Raven crossbow, Macrotech has them. They tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store, and it will fit your unique draw length and poundage requirements. Choose your arrows and accessories, and all will be mounted professionally and correctly. And if you ask, they can observe and correct any shooting issues you may have on the indoor range. Len Marsh is one of Maryland's most respected bow technicians. Beginners, diehard bow hunters, athletes, and the well-connected know about Len and Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellence. He's done work for me on my crossbow and my compound bows, and the bow technician, Corey, what a top-notch guy. Crossbow hunters, if you bought your crossbow at Macrotech and it breaks and Macrotech can't fix it in 24 hours, Macrotech will supply you with a loaner crossbow so you won't miss a day of hunting. Macrotech is a certified service center for 10-point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton crossbows. So stop by Macrotech Archery Pro Shop at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. Visit MacrotechArchery.com or their Facebook page. The phone number, 410-789-7777. Easy to remember, 410-789-7777. Macro knows bows. And now I'd love to tell you about Burrbenders. Burrbenders Sharpening. Jimmy Burrbender is the guy. Listen to this now. Burrbender Sharpening is a world-renowned knife sharpening business located right here in Maryland. As a matter of fact, if you've ever seen a cooking show on your favorite food channel, Jimmy from Burrbenders most likely sharpens their knives. How about that? Robin, you're on the food channel all the time.
What was the first thing I said to you? Can you get me into a recording?
Uh-huh. But wait, there's more. As anglers and hunters, we depend on our knives to fillet fish and field dress game and lots of other chores. As regular folks, we mow our lawn, we cut our wood, we cook our food, we use scissors and shears, we use clipper blades, chainsaws, and a host of tools that need to be sharp for best results. Burrbenders sharpens everything. Burrbenders is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 3 on Mondays, and even set up their mobile unit at Homestead Gardens in Severna Park from 9 till 2. Oh, I missed a punctuation there. Let me reread that. Burrbenders is located 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. Is open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 3, period. On Mondays, they even set up their mobile unit at Homestead Gardens in Severna Park from 9 till 2. You can always swing by their Edgewater shop for quick turnaround or check burrbenders.com for how and where to mail in your knives and tools for sharpening. Call toll-free 888-724-4769. That's 888-724-4769 with any questions. Burrbender specializes in the sharpening of high-end cutlery and can renew your household knives better than new. Take all your kitchen knives to Burrbender's. You won't be sorry. Don't forget, Burrbender sharpens everything. Mower blades, chainsaws, chains, hatchets and axes, clipper blades, sewing shears, sheep shears, serrated knives, pocket knives, fillet knives, tactical knives. Remember, Burrbender sharpening in Edgewater sharpens everything. We'll be right back.
A little sprinkle or two possible for the holiday weekend, but most of us stay dry. Highest rain chances Sunday afternoon. High today 82, low tonight 67. Mostly cloudy Sunday, chance for a shower, high 79. Monday partly cloudy and 85 degrees. Tuesday sunshine 85. And an isolated thunderstorm midweek on Wednesday with a high near 88 degrees. Most of next week stays dry for most of the east, so everyone get a chance to dry out. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
When the green of the corn stalk begins to turn brown.
Right now.
And when the time for the golden rod bloom comes around. That's when I look to the hills, for I know soon I'll walk there again with my arrow and bow. And when the fruit of the white oak is ready to fall, and when the hummingbird feels that old Mexico call, and when tears touch the cheeks of my sweetheart, she knows soon it's farewell to her man with the arrow and bow.
All right.
I love that song.
You do? The arrow and bow.
Now, when I'm sleepy like I am right this minute.
Yeah.
But I love that song.
All right.
I was going to give him a hard time about playing it when I was already yawning in his ear, but I actually really love it so much I can't give him a hard time.
Okay. Let's talk to Bruce, Baltimore City. Good morning, Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
Good morning. That is a great song. Unfortunately, in between a lot of layoffs at Buffalo Steel, from 1985 to 1987, I worked for the Department of Public Works, Water Wastewater
right.
Division,
yep.
Catskill Wastewater Treatment Plant. And I know exactly what you're talking about. I understand the consent decree, and I understand the mistakes that agency made, and a lot of times complain about it. And even one of the administrators, the guy was given a job as a mechanical maintenance supervisor. You wouldn't believe it. I know all about that. I know about the problems with it. I can't remember, recall what year it was. A lot of sludge they didn't know what to do with, and they shipped to different states, and nobody wanted it, and railroad cars. And we had a guy that was head of mechanical maintenance would send his favorite lap dogs and lackeys out to work on his personal property and run errands when they were supposed to be at work. And I complained about it, and they wanted to fire me.
Well, of course.
It's just unbelievable. And old pumps that were obsolete and stuff that wasn't well maintained. And I complained about it. And so I was glad when I left there. I get it.
All right, Bruce. Well, right. I'm glad you got that off your mind. So.
All right.
All right. Take care, buddy.
Have a great one, Bruce.
You too.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Ron. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Hi. I lived in Anne Arundel County for 20 years.
Yes, sir.
I lived on the Botkin Creek. And,
sure.
There's a peninsula, and it's Poplar Ridge.
Right.
And when you dig a hole down on Poplar Ridge, it's all sand.
Right.
About 42 inches most anywhere, you'll hit a clay barrier.
Okay.
Now what happens is that everybody the brown water is going into the sand all the time.
Right.
It hits a clay barrier, and then it leaks out the sides of the
yeah.
peninsula.
Sure.
Now, Anne Arundel County has thousands of miles of waterfront property, probably.
Yeah.
And the problem is that the plumbers union, all these guys have, there's lots and lots of septic tank cleaners.
Right.
And I mean, you ride down Anne Arundel County, you'll find them everywhere near the waterfront.
Yep.
If they put water and sewage, which they could easily do, if they put water and sewage down there, those guys are out of business. So they have a strong lobby down in Annapolis, and they're much stronger than the homeowner. And Chesapeake Bay will never be cleaned up as long as that kind of situation exists. And the problem is it's political. It's all political. And all the, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but all this infrastructure, it just goes into the pockets of politicians. That's all it is.
Get it.
Surprise, surprise, huh?
Yeah, surprise. Nothing's changed. They made me put in what they call the sand filter, and after some years, the water rotted the plywood, so I had to take the cover off, and I thought I'd see a lot of sludge. The sand in there was clean.
Yeah, interesting.
So the water, it wasn't doing anything. It was coming out of the top, and it was going right down into the ground and out the sides of the where the beaches are.
Wow.
That's scary.
And like I said, the plumbers have a strong union, and they'll never let it change.
Nope. Well, I stopped swimming in the ocean and salt water a long, long time ago. We used to like to vacation down in Rehoboth Beach, and I'd go out and I'd swim a little bit. And, you know, within a week of coming home, I'd have some kind of respiratory infection or something like that. And I was like, what is going on here? Well, you know what's going on. You know, you're out there frolicking in the waves, and you're swimming in you know, certainly diluted, but there's enough bacteria out there to, you know, to really make you sick if you drink, you know, inhale too much water, get, you know, swallow too much water. So, yeah, no. that was it for me. So.
Yeah, well, my family was on the Bakken's since 1943. We had a summer home down there.
Right.
And there were lots of crows and fish. And
sure.
It was wonderful. But as the buildings kept going up, the homes, things just kept getting worse.
Yeah.
There was lots of seaweed, and all of a sudden the seaweed's gone.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's
nobody can tell me where the seaweed went.
Well, that's your filter right there. Your seagrasses. That's important for a healthy bay. No question. So.
Well, if farmers are blasting seeds in the ground and using pesticides instead of plowing, that runoff is killing the seaweed in the water also.
No, that's true. That's absolutely true.
So it'll never be fixed.
I'm afraid you're right, Ron. I'm afraid you're right. So.
I stopped giving to the Chesapeake Foundation when I figured it all out.
Well, yeah. Everybody has that decision to make.
Yeah, well, you got a good show, and thank you.
Thanks, Ron. I appreciate it. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. So, we're going to be going to, Robin and I are going to be going to the Delmarva Outdoors Expo. That's coming up October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Bucks, Bears, Stags is going to be measuring some deer there. And probably take a shipment of Eastern Shore caps and that type of thing. And maybe I told you, our apparel business, Eastern Shore, just received registered trademark, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. We can now use a little R on our, next to our logos and our products and things like that, so we're protected that way. So anyway, the Delmarva Outdoors Expo is coming October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd to the Delaware State Fairgrounds in Harrington, Delaware, with activities for the whole family to enjoy. Fishing and hunting vendors of all kinds, mouthwatering food at the food trucks, a spectacular duck dogs competition, deer and bear measuring by Bucks, Bears, Stags, and you can test your skill on the firearm simulator. They're open Friday from 4 to 9, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 9 to 4. Admission is just $5. Weekend pass, $10. Youth 12 and under are admitted free. Tickets are available at the door or for pre-purchase online. www.delmarvaoutdoorsexpo.com. delmarvaoutdoorsexpo.com. Vendor inquiries are invited to the Delmarva Outdoors Expo, October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Delaware State Fairgrounds in Harrington. We'll see you there.
I'm really excited about that one.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Well, the weather's cooling down a little bit. Fall's right around the corner. You still have plenty of time to dress up that backyard for fun times with your family and friends. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. Giant selection of colorful, waterproof poly outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially those Adirondack chairs in all styles and sizes, even for kids. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Kent Island. You'll find swing sets, great Christmas present for the kids, by the way, and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles, and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills, pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg, all there at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings to warm up those chilly fall evenings. Keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillys.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. And we'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On-Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On-Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Drive a John Deere tractor, yell, I work these fields, sun up, sun down every day. I got a camo hat that says, get her done, and I believe in the American way. And I believe in God, and I believe I'll have a beer at the end of the day. 'Cause I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA. A Remington 870 pump is in my pickup truck on the gun rack, and that's where she stays. I got a bumper sticker, says there ain't no life west of the Chesapeake Bay. I drink Budweiser beer in the 10-ounce can. Us locals call it the Shore Thing. I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA.
He's a cool guy.
Oh, I know. I can just picture in my head every time we play it. I love it.
I know. Yep.
I love it.
Yep.
And I love, he does that commercial now for
does
vaccines.
Does the COVID vaccine
I love that.
Commercial. Yeah, he's funny.
He's my favorite one on there.
Yeah. Do it for Maryland. Do it for United States.
Do it for yourself.
Yes, indeed.
No, do it for your state. Do it for your country. Do it for, most of all, do it for yourself.
That's right. Yes, indeed. So, hey, guys, I just, I discovered something that everybody really ought to pay attention to. Your wife probably feels that you don't give her enough privacy. Now, I only learned this about Robin when I was reading her diary, so just wanted to pass that on.
You've been checking my texts?
No, I haven't checked your text. Chris, do we have any?
where did that come from?
What?
Are you going into a joke, or where did that come from?
No, Joe Kenner just sent it to me.
Oh, when you read her diary. Oh,
yeah,
it's a joke already. Never mind.
Oh, right.
I can't get you all this morning.
Pay attention.
I was paying attention. I really thought you were talking about me. Go away. Oh, Chris, I'm going off the air because I'm being pulled by the, not the FCC, the RD. F-E, myself.
No, you're being attacked by the Sandman.
No, I said I'm pulling myself off the air.
Yeah.
I'm too tired. I'm texting Chris stuff that doesn't make any sense.
I know.
Exactly. I'm sitting here scratching my head going, what's she trying to tell me?
Oh, my gosh. Robin.
What?
Talk to Glenn.
Hi, Glenn. Just get me out of this problem,
Robin,
please.
How you doing, buddy?
How was your week?
I guess. Yeah,
I understand weeks like that. Trust me.
Yep. You got any doves flying over there?
Yeah, a little bit. Got a few shots, but didn't get anything.
No doves, huh? It's just nice to get. It's just nice to get out there and show some love to the doves. You know, hey, I let you live this time. Don't come back, right? I say that all the time when I'm dove hunting, and don't come back. So
Thursday, I got I think five shots, and they didn't get anything. But then yesterday, I only got one shot.
Yep.
Of course, where I'm going, I got kind of very little open ground.
Yeah.
So you got to shoot where you can put them down in your open ground.
That's right, yeah. Well, you can lose them in a cornfield. You can lose them in the soybeans. You can lose them, any of the crop fields. Unless you have a good dog or something, So.
Yeah, I don't have a dog. So.
Yeah. So, well, I'm glad at least you got out.
We had some doves in the backyard.
Yeah, we do. I know where there's at least two pair out there in the front yard, so.
And squirrels.
And lots of squirrels. Oh,
yeah.
Chris, you have no idea. I walk out in the front yard, and they go, and the doves go up, and I'm swinging on them, Made a mistake the other day. Took the closest one first, and the farthest one took went, you know, got away. So with my imaginary shotgun.
Exactly.
Yeah, you touched my squirrels.
No, it was doves.
Oh, doves. I don't care. Don't touch either one.
Yeah, I'm going to walk out in the front yard in the middle of town with a shotgun, Robin, or 22. And I, yeah, okay.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
That'll be the last time you see him.
Exactly.
Yeah. Why don't you walk outside with a shotgun? You're talking about
Chris,
my privacy.
Chris, did you pick up on that a little bit? You said you'd never see him again if I walked outside with a shotgun.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. She said, so why don't you walk outside with a shotgun?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Feel the love.
I feel the love. Yeah, it's just radiating in here today, no question. So,
better be careful, Robin. That's your bling man.
Yeah, I know.
Uh-huh. I know. Yeah. Well,
you know what? I'm sending him stuff that's more practical for Christmas this year. You can ask him.
Yeah,
it
has fur. So, it has fur.
Yeah.
And barks.
Oh, you're getting a puppy?
We don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
So we'll figure it out. So.
Did you really just say that?
I said we'll figure it out.
Did you really just say that?
Say what?
We don't know yet?
Well, we know we're getting a puppy. We don't know if we're getting one for Christmas. Do we?
I was thinking more like Halloween. But...
Why don't we make it Labor Day? That's Monday.
Don't give her any ideas.
Oh, well.
Hey, we do. No, we don't. We got the kids Sunday night. Never mind. I was going to say we could drive to Pennsylvania or Ohio or... Oh, I saw a really good breeder in Virginia.
Good for you. Okay, good. 410. WCBM 680 is our phone number. We have time for one more call if you want to get in on a contest to win some fishing tackle. So...
Well, I'll see you guys later.
Hey, Glenn. Oh, I didn't forget about Glenn. Mm-hmm. Robin, you did.
I did not forget about Glenn.
No, Glenn can walk out in his backyard with a shotgun. Can't you, Glenn?
Well, I can do it, but some certain people might not like it too much. But
I got you. Well, yeah, but, you know, it's a little more common in your area than it is here in town in Easton. So, well, yeah. Good luck on the doves, buddy. Keep after them.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Thanks, Glenn.
Hey, bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care. God bless. No.
Bye. Same to you, buddy. Bye-bye. So, getting down to the end of the wire here. I want to thank you for joining us. You know, keep your eye on our Bucks, Bears, Stags Facebook page. Last Saturday, we announced a new state record bear, which is a pretty big deal. This week we posted the mount of the number 5 typical white-tailed deer in Maryland. These are all new records that we've been associated with. It's pretty cool. And I posted last week, and I forgot to mention it, but I will mention it right now. Our sponsor, Bel Air Gun Range, just got in a huge supply of hard-to-find ammo. I don't know how much is left, but 223, 556, 22 long rifle, 308, 756. They purchased a supply of ammo from a fellow who used to do the gun shows and sold ammo, who passed away. So they purchased his whole supply from the widow, and it is amazing. Shotgun slugs and rifle ammo. So if you have a chance to stop by Bel Air Gun Range, be sure to do that. So, all right, I hear the music, Robin. You want to say something?
Everybody, get out, stay safe. Weather's supposed to be beautiful, but don't be like me. Get enough sleep, too.